Hello, I'm Bad Jeff. You're listening to LA Theater Bites review of Tartuffe in 60 Minutes, playing now at the Hollywood Fringe at the Hobgoblin, June 13th through the 27th, 2026. This condensed, stripped-down production of the classic 16th century Fringe play was controversial during its time for its comical approach to politics and religion. CHW's production's quick 60-minute showing lacks the nuance and comedic timing to perform such a bare-bones production adequately. Better, more consistent direction is the main culprit. The story for someone familiar with the material will be recognizable. Tartuffe is a tale of deceit. Tartuffe, played by Mateen Bazar, lies about being a holy man and befriends the rich, gullible, and upper-class Oregon, played by Greg Ellison. Can Oregon discover the treachery of Tartuffe before it's too late, or will Tartuffe succeed in taking him for everything he's worth? This and more in Tartuffe in 60 Minutes. Tartuffe is such a great play because it does what a comedy can do better than most genres of storytelling. It can punch up at people or the structures that try to impose power or control, or just meanies. It can make tough conversations palatable. And the playwright Molière was brave enough to write a play at the time that said, hey, con men can use the church to manipulate people into doing stupid stuff. Maybe we should be careful of that. And his message persists to this day. So the production keeps it very simple, with three black wooden stools for the entire production. This version has modern actions, for example, a funny buddy handshake you definitely wouldn't find in the 16th century. And the clothes look like someone pointed to a rack of theater costumes and told the cast to go wild with it. Parker Apple, Greg Ellison, Hindi Jala Kara, and Shalin Robb all give decent performances at my showing. The actors change depending on the night, so you might have a very different cast than the one I had. I give Tartuffe in 60 Minutes a 6.7 out of 10. It's below average. Thank you for listening and thank you for supporting LA Theater.